Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm good. We're in the holiday spirit. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We just have a few more days to go.
I know. We're on the countdown, right?
Yes,
everybody
we are.
Got their countdown clocks
Hopefully
up.
Hopefully you're enjoying the Christmas music and all those lights and everything like that. So
and all the shopping and all that good
the
stuff.
The shopping and all the goodies, too. So we're looking forward to it. And again, thank you to our listeners for a great year. And we have so many new surprises for 2026. So,
and you know what? We actually have, well, we've got a returning guest.
We do.
Who I've known for quite some time and always excited to see him. But we have a new guest, Roxanne. I've never met her before.
Okay.
We've got Lindsay Lee, who is the Director of Educational Services for Excelsior Public Charter Schools, one of our favorites, right?
Yes.
And so we want to say welcome to you, Lindsay. And Sean, it's great to welcome you back and to see you here. Sean is the Cosmetology Program Director for Excelsior Charter Schools. And it's just wonderful to have you both here in studio with us today to talk about this program because, Sean, it's hard for me to believe, but almost 2 years?
And hopefully it was a good 2025 for you.
Oh, yes.
In the school.
So it's been almost 2 years.
Wow.
We're in our third semester. With the students, we began build out January of 24 and then open August of 24.
Yes.
So we did our first year. We had our first 12 graduates from the program. And several of those graduates have gotten their license and are working here in the High Desert.
Oh,
that's amazing.
At Salons here, yes.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. So what... In addition to that, I mean, because you opened up this, it was a new facility, right, with all new stuff, right? And so I'm sure that there was things that you needed to work out as you got into it. You found out that you needed to work things out or whatever. But in doing that, you now have how many graduates?
We have 12 graduates.
And some that have now gone on to receive their license.
Yes. So I think seven of them have gotten their license so far, taken their test, and they're all working in salons currently here in the High Desert.
So what magical powers do you possess?
you know, it's such an experience working with them and molding and shaping the next generation of cosmetologists. Before this, I always worked with adults. But now working with kids, we're able to shape and mold them and teach them, you know, real world experience of what it's going to be like.
And it sounds like to me that they were just ready to just soak that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have your students were always wanted to do this, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We had about half of the class last year came from other schools.
Okay.
They came from other schools directly to Excelsior to take this program. And to graduate from this program. So that was a feat in itself.
Of course. Yeah, and so Lindsay, you know, Excelsior has always been known for providing students with innovative learning opportunities, right? And so can you tell us a little bit more about the school's commitment to expanding the cosmetology program and whether there are other career or technical training programs on the horizon?
Yes, absolutely. So we at Excelsior, we absolutely love listening to our students, our families, and to the community. What do our young people need? What does our High Desert community need?
Yeah.
And we love to respond to that as innovatively as we can. So specifically with the cosmetology program, Sean and I worked this year to build a partnership agreement with Victor Valley Community College.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we're very excited. It's called an articulation agreement, and what that means for our students is when they go through the cosmetology program and they graduate as a senior, let's say they didn't get to finish some of the accelerated classes with Sean and Excelsior.
Okay.
Our classes now count as those prerequisite courses for VVC. So the students graduate from Excelsior, enroll at VVC, and they can go into their accelerated courses.
Oh, wow.
Our courses have aligned with their prerequisite classes at VVC. So it's wonderful because it's that continued partnership of ongoing education in the desert with Victor Valley Community College, and building their capacity as future cosmetologists with another good program.
And that program becomes effective, is it 2026?
Yes. So this year, the students that graduate this year, mm-hmm. Will be able to take advantage of that, and then also for next school year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're very grateful to VVC.
What a great opportunity for students.
Yes.
Yeah.
In addition, we have at our campus where the cosmetology program is, we are rebuilding our robotics program for students, so we're very excited about that. Sean also partners with the staff at the school for a fashion program. So we're excited to see where fashion and cosmetology take the students.
I want to sign up for the fashion program.
Mm. Yes, it's so fun.
Sounds exciting.
Yes.
We're very excited. We have several campuses in the High Desert. So our other campus in Victorville has expanding performing arts programs and also a photojournalism program, which we're very excited about.
Oh, that's great.
They are also kicking off a automotive program with VVC. So we have a lot of career technical education happening for our students. You know, that's what they want. They want hands-on,
they want
real
that,
world
yeah,
experience.
Those trades, yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That they can take, they can start using now and take with them after they graduate. So we're very excited about.
You guys have a lot that's going on there.
Yes.
I
wish I could go back to school and do this.
I know, right? Take the fashion class.
In high school, they offered programs like this, but I think now it's just more popular, and I like how they can take these skills and then just, connect them to the real world. And that's what people are looking for, these trades, cosmetology, fashion. Those are all very big, industries continues to grow, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really has to be relevant. So let me ask, and either one of you chime in or both. Every new program will bring a few surprises along the way, right? And so what have been some of the unexpected moments or successes that you've experienced since implementing the cosmetology program? And then second part to that question is, and how has student engagement looked? What does that look like? Have students really embraced this opportunity the way that you envision it?
I think it's always challenging when working with high school students.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to kind of regauge, repurpose certain areas of the program
mm-hmm.
to adapt to their learning environment and what they how
they learn.
Yes. So we've brought in other companies. We work with Pivot Point. That's our curriculum.
Okay.
So we brought in Pivot Point to teach an entire weekend. The kids came over a Saturday and a Sunday and did an entire 8 hours a day with Pivot Point with their nail director.
Okay.
From Pivot Point. And so it's kind of just like re-gauging, removing in to different areas with them. And of course, the kids graduating last year, those 12 kids graduated with zero debt. Mm-hmm. Zero debt, and all of them getting their license in cosmetology.
Where does that happen?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was
now,
our main
right?
focus.
Yeah.
And the focus of helping the kids that don't have that opportunity. Because
yes.
it is a rare opportunity
yes.
to do this. So I think it was just kind of re-gauging and just moving into that and adapting.
Mm-hmm.
But the successes of them, we did partner with the fashion program last year, and we put on a fashion show with the kids, which, a lot of them had never even done that.
Mm.
So I tried to gauge with them.
I'm sure that was a lot of fun.
Yes. So yeah. I wanted to gauge with them as if they were an artist on a platform. And so that's how we worked that whole fashion show where they did their models, but then they also presented themselves as artists.
Yes, I love it. For you, Lindsay, I'm sure your perspective is a little different.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Sean told me, by by second semester, kids are going to be taking clients at the salon, right? At the school, at the location. And I went, oh, okay, right? This is not my forte. I'm not a cosmetologist. I do not, you know.
Right.
But from an educational standpoint, I went, wow, that's fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened. And going and seeing the students take clients, you know, their Mondays turned into, they weren't students of the cosmetology program. They were cosmetologists running the salon, running the business, greeting their clients at the door. And so to see what he's teaching them is beyond what happens in the chair, right? It's, you know, what kind of cut or color, those kinds of things all matter, but it's also the environment that the kids build for all the clients that are coming in now. And of course, our staff was so excited to support that.
Yes.
To go in on Mondays, make their appointment, get their hair cut. Now that we're in year two, it's great to see that the kids want to extend that to other students too. They want to help style for prom, you know.
Yes.
Come in when it's picture day at school. Let's make sure your hair looks fresh and you're ready and that you feel confident. So for me, there's been this positive shift in culture at the school because of this program.
Wow.
And so as an educator, my heart just swells because, yes, they're learning skills, but they are making the world a better place, even if it's in this one corner at Excelsior Charter School, you know. In
right. Well, it's got to start somewhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we have Mary Poppins coming up in the spring, and these students want to help with all of the makeup and hair all of those things at a different campus. So
with great experience.
Yes.
Great experience they're getting.
So so that for me to see that happen so quickly was just wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like great things have happened. Mm-hmm. Sean, you know, I make it no secret, I've known you for a number of years, and I know what an asset you are to this program and to be working with our youth, because, you know, there's one thing to be textbook, there's another thing to be hands-on applicable, and you have had the experience of having quite successful salons here in the High Desert for a number of years, so being able to really share that real world experience with our students is invaluable. And so I'm excited that they're not only getting the textbook stuff, right, but they're also getting how to run a business, because that's really truly a key to success. And no matter whether it's their own salon or whether they're doing a chair, just renting a chair, they're going to still need to know how to run a business, right? And they're getting that at this level, mm-hmm. which is like unheard of, right? That's amazing.
Yes, I focus with them to market themselves as a business.
Yes.
I have explained to them, the minute you sit in a seat in this program, that's when your career starts. That's when you start building it. And on Mondays, we work it like a business. They have a schedule. They work the front desk. They answer the phones.
Yes.
They take the money. They write the receipts. They get everything ready for those students that are going to work on a client.
Right.
And we run it like a salon.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is so awesome. And so for anyone who's listening, who wants to learn more, it could be a student, it could be a parent, it could be a community member who wants to learn more about this particular program, and the best way for them to get information is what? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? How
do they have to register, you know, if there's any open spots? How does that process work?
So they can go on to Excelsior's website, which is excelsior.com. They could go onto the website, and actually right now it will pop up.
Okay.
For the program
that
we're enrolling for January.
How long is the program total? How long is
the program total is 1,000 hours.
Okay.
Roughly. It's really a two-year program. We're kind of getting them out in three semesters.
Wow.
Last year was a big feat. We did two semesters. They did 10 months, and those 12 students graduated within that 10-month period.
That's amazing.
But a CTE program is scheduled for a two-year program.
2 years, okay.
So they have the 2 years. They have to be 16 to start the program.
Okay.
And then they do their 1,000 hours. They get their certificate of completion. Excelsior pays for their exam with State Board.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you guys have done extraordinary work, but we don't expect for anything less from Excelsior. The reputation is tried, tested, and found true. Lindsay and Sean, I want to thank you both for joining us today. I want to thank you for the amazing work that you're doing. We adore your fearless leader, Dr. Derek King, and we just are grateful for the amazing opportunities that you are continuing to provide for our young people here. You know, we want to just wish you all and your families and the Excelsior Charter School family just a wonderful and rich holiday season. And we know that there are wonderful things that are going to be taking place in the new year. Please, please, please feel free to come back anytime. You've got anything you want to share about these amazing young people who are going through your programs and becoming successful and finding their way, finding their space in this great big world. Please don't hesitate to reach out, come back, and share with us. So before I let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to share?
So I will share with you, on November 20th, we're doing our first Autumn Festival at the North Victorville site. So the Cosmetology Club will be on site there with their own booth, but then we do have robotics. Robotics will be doing demonstrations out in the quad. The fashion class will also have their own booth. So if you're a potential student, you can come through there and look and kind of see what that campus is like. We'll do tours of the Cosmetology building, but they can come and see what it's all about.
Okay. All right. Great. Lindsay?
I just appreciate being here today, and we hope you come by on a Monday and make an appointment to get your hair done, get a facial, or just come check out all
something,
the other
right?
And see how their confidence has grown by being in the Cosmetology program with Excelsior. So thank you for having
well,
us.
Well, Roxanne and I will find a
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, I need to do something, thin out my hair, yeah.
Go and make it a girls' day, and we'll come and do something.
Yes. And it's great practice, yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
We
they
will come
do
and
all.
Do something.
Yes.
Awesome.
You got to treat yourself after making sure Christmas is great for everybody.
That's right. You're
definitely,
absolutely right.
Definitely
thank
we'll do that.
Again,
thank you.
And
thank
we look forward to seeing you guys in the new year.
Hope you're enjoying your weekend across the high deserts. It's time to take a look at our community calendar as we do get even closer to the holidays coming up very soon. There's a free tire day December 13th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon in the Phelan area. CR&R drop-off location, 9828 Buckwheat Road in Phelan. Free tire collection, no hazardous waste or e-waste, no commercial waste or tires, district residents only. Also happening this weekend on Saturday, you are invited to the Jolly Holiday Craft Fair. Free admission, craft vendors, pictures with Santa, train rides, bounce houses, and more. It's all happening at the County Fairgrounds, 14800 7th Street in Victorville from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tinsel Time Tune starring Chelsea Emma Franco and the Retro Canary Club is happening on December 13th, starting at 6:30 p.m. with doors opening at 6:15. This event also includes a sweets buffet and a no-host adult beverage bar. In collaboration with the Cultural Arts Center of the High Desert, this event is happening at the Singh Center for the Arts at 22311 Bear Valley Road in Apple Valley. Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center will also have their choir and string orchestra show on Saturday, December 13th and Sunday, December 14th at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center. Saturday's show begins at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, 2:30 p.m. And this weekend, don't forget to fill the ambulance. Join American Medical Response and our radio stations, Y102, Cat Country, The Fox 106.5, Talk 960, HD 96.3, and La Equis. We are helping make this holiday one to remember for those who are in need. We're looking for donations of toys, teen gifts, gift cards, and more. And keep your eyes open this weekend for the AMR ambulance and our crew to be at the following locations Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Panera in Victorville on Amargosa Road, OG's Pizza in Apple Valley near the Target on Bear Valley Road, and Penny's Play Place in Apple Valley near Target on Highway 18. Thank you for your donations, and thank you to our sponsors, Chick-fil-A, Sunland Ford, and KJ's Auto Repair. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at Talk 960. Hope you're enjoying your weekend across the high deserts. It's time to take a look at our community calendar as we do get even closer to the holidays coming up very soon. There's a free tire day December 13th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon in the Phelan area. CR&R drop-off location, 9828 Buckwheat Road in Phelan. Free tire collection, no hazardous waste or e-waste, no commercial waste or tires, district residents only. Also happening this weekend on Saturday, you are invited to the Jolly Holiday Craft Fair. Free admission, craft vendors, pictures with Santa, train rides, bounce houses, and more. It's all happening at the County Fairgrounds, 14800 7th Street in Victorville from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tinsel Time Tunes starring Chelsea Emma Franco and the Retro Canary Club is happening on December 13th, starting at 6:30 p.m. with doors opening at 6:15. This event also includes a sweets buffet and a no-host adult beverage bar. In collaboration with the Cultural Arts Center of the High Desert, this event is happening at the Singh Center for the Arts at 22311 Bear Valley Road in Apple Valley. Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center will also have their choir and string orchestra show on Saturday, December 13th and Sunday, December 14th at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center. Saturday's show begins at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, 2:30 p.m. And this weekend, don't forget to fill the ambulance. Join American Medical Response and our radio stations, Y102, Cat Country, The Fox 106.5, Talk 960, HD 96.3, and La Equis. We are helping make this holiday one to remember for those who are in need. We're looking for donations of toys, teen gifts, gift cards, and more. And keep your eyes open this weekend for the AMR ambulance and our crew to be at the following locations Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Panera in Victorville on Amargosa Road, OG's Pizza in Apple Valley near the Target on Bear Valley Road, and Penny's Play Place in Apple Valley near Target on Highway 18. Thank you for your donations, and thank you to our sponsors, Chick-fil-A, Sunland Ford, and KJ's Auto Repair. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at Talk 960. Hope you're enjoying your weekend across the high deserts. It's time to take a look at our community calendar as we do get even closer to the holidays coming up very soon. There's a free tire day December 13th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon in the Phelan area. CR&R drop-off location, 9828 Buckwheat Road in Phelan. Free tire collection, no hazardous waste or e-waste, no commercial waste or tires, district residents only. Also happening this weekend on Saturday, you are invited to the Jolly Holiday Craft Fair. Free admission, craft vendors, pictures with Santa, train rides, bounce houses, and more. It's all happening at the County Fairgrounds, 14800 7th Street in Victorville from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tinsel Time Tunes starring Chelsea Emma Franco and the Retro Canary Club is happening on December 13th, starting at 6:30 p.m. with doors opening at 6:15. This event also includes a sweets buffet and a no-host adult beverage bar. In collaboration with the Cultural Arts Center of the High Desert, this event is happening at the Singh Center for the Arts at 22311 Bear Valley Road in Apple Valley. Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center will also have their choir and string orchestra show on Saturday, December 13th and Sunday, December 14th at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center. Saturday's show begins at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, 2:30 p.m. And this weekend, don't forget to fill the ambulance. Join American Medical Response and our radio stations, Y102, Cat Country, The Fox 106.5, Talk 960, HD 96.3, and La Equis. We are helping make this holiday one to remember for those who are in need. We're looking for donations of toys, teen gifts, gift cards, and more. And keep your eyes open this weekend for the AMR ambulance and our crew to be at the following locations Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Panera in Victorville on Amargosa Road, OG's Pizza in Apple Valley near the Target on Bear Valley Road, and Penny's Play Place in Apple Valley near Target on Highway 18. Thank you for your donations, and thank you to our sponsors, Chick-fil-A, Sunland Ford, and KJ's Auto Repair. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at Talk 960. Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.